Javon Freeman Liberty joining me right now. How are you, man?
I'm feeling really good, man. I'm happy to be here in this position that I'm in right now.
Why are you feeling so good? Tell the people why you're feeling so good to be a Toronto Raptor.
My journey has been long, and I just feel like I'm almost there. So all I can motivate myself and just say, like, one step in the door. So.
Yeah, for sure. Is your favorite TV show still Martin?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies is Blue Streak.
Uh-huh. Right? Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence.
Believe
that. Yeah.
Why that show?
I just feel like it's an OG show. I feel like just coming up, watching it late at night, come on at BET, 12 o'clock at night, I'm up. It makes me laugh. So.
Show from back in the day,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
But, that's your flavor. I like
it.
So I'm going to go through your credentials for a second. So mm-hmm. just if you want to sit back for a moment, mm-hmm. feel free. But I just want to go through the past couple of seasons that you've had because they've all been extremely impressive. So mm-hmm. last season at DePaul in college, 21-7-3, 37% shooting from three. G League, Windy City Bulls, okay? 18 points, 50% from the field, 38% from three, okay? Six rebounds, three assists, one steal, almost a block. And you also had a game of 37 points and 39 points.
Yeah.
Was there another game that I missed that was up there?
No, you got it. You hit it right on the head.
And then you go to Summer League.
Yeah.
21 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Yes, I'm rounding up a little bit, but that's what we do around here. Okay, 49% from the field, 46% from three, all Summer League, second team. How did you not get drafted?
It wasn't me.
I know, but why do you think that is? Because like you're such a talented player, and you're showing it time and time again. Did they just miss?
I want to say that. I feel like God has the right path for me, and I feel like I'm on that right path. Or I could just keep my faith and just keep doing, outworking people, and then hopefully it will come one day.
So your Chicago roots,
yeah.
And when you were released from the Bulls, immediately there was a few blogs I was looking up last night that they're thinking, I wonder if we're going to regret not keeping Javon on board. What were your reactions to that happening to you?
I know it's a business, one. All I can do is just keep my head, stay motivated, be prepared for any opportunity I get.
How are you doing away from home? This is probably like the longest you've been away from Chicago, right?
Yeah, this is actually the first time, our first time being away from home from Chicago. So, it's going to take some time for me to get used to, but I'm loving it right now.
Yeah. So. You're in a different country now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything I can help you with? I've been in Toronto for a long time. Anything you want to know about, things you're curious about, anything I can help you with?
Not yet, at least. like I said, it's the city. I'm loving the city where I'm living at right now, so. I'll figure it out one day at a time.
Who are the people that you've modeled your game after?
I feel like everybody is different and unique. I just feel like I'm just a versatile player that could take stuff from each and every individual NBA player that's out here playing. So it's not specifically one person that I just take everything from. So.
But what are you YouTubing like, on those days where, you're waiting for Martin to start,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
What were you YouTubing to see like little skills from certain players?
I actually look at some film of me, a little bit of me back in the day. I look at Kevin Durant, of course.
Kevin Durant, yeah.
Yeah, D-Book, those type of guys. So.
Yeah. If you were to categorize or describe your play style, what are the things that you would say, like, if you're going through your resume, like these are the things that I can do, what would you say are like the top five things that you excel at as a basketball player?
Learning, definitely learning. I feel like I pick up a lot of stuff fast, and I get that feedback a lot that I'm one of those players who could pick up anything real mm-hmm. fast and just get it on the first try. So
yeah,
definitely versatile player. Defense, I feel like my defense is there still. My shot came a long way from like my freshman year of college. I always, once upon a time, I was shooting like 28-29% from the three my first 2 years of college. That came a long way, and I could just say like communication and talking, being a voice out there too. So
yeah, how did that three-point shot develop? Was it just reps? Was there anything particular you did?
Definitely just a lot of reps, just getting in the gym. My first time coming to college, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. So it was just like me just staying in the gym more. And I just feel like each summer I did that and progressed to now where I'm at now.
Kevin Durant's one of those guys that says that you have to do things in practice at game speed.
Yeah, definitely. And I found that out the hard way early on in my college career. So,
yeah. So when it comes to, like, what I like about you is that it seems like you're developing skills as an on-ball creator and off-ball facilitator, playmaker, and so forth. Like, on-ball, I can see your three levels of scoring. You got the floater. You got the pick-and-roll ball handling. I love your dribble. You got these 1-2 dribble combos that really excel, and they make you really stand out and also kind of break some ankles out there.
Yeah.
But then on the off-ball side of things, that's what I want to talk to you about, because everyone's going to work on their game, right? But are you working on being an off-ball playmaker too?
I just feel like once you're coming up here with these big guys, they have their stars, they have their vets, they have the players who's going to have the ball in their hand, who's going to make plays for themselves. So I just feel like this summer was just a point of me where, like, I'm doing a lot of off-ball stuff, being ready to shoot when the ball come to me, one dribble, go to the basket, kick it to them, just, you know, just practicing stuff, little stuff like that. I know I'm not going to come into somebody organization and feel like I'm going to be ball dominant, because I'm not. It's never going to work like that, especially with me going undrafted. So,
yeah,
I just work on a few things, just always ready down in the corners to shoot. So.
And relocating. I love your shot readiness. Definitely. With your feet and your arms. It's all good. You're cutting. Talk to me about how you've improved as a cutter, because that has popped to me as well. The UCLA cuts, the baseline cuts, the 45 cuts. You're finding these little avenues, and it seems like you're really in sync with your teammates. You're able to find that angle and get to the basket.
It's easy free points, honestly, if you want to ask me that. It's assists. You know, a lot of guys are drivers, and they can get their assists, which is by me just cutting, or getting them open, actually, by me just cutting. So I just feel like it's easy points.
And do you like this Darko system? It's different from what I think we've seen in previous seasons with the Toronto Raptors, but we're talking 0.5 basketball, cutting, unselfishness, re-spacing, cutting properly at the right time. How has that gone for you so far?
I feel like it's real good, especially, like, it's technically my first year here, his first year here, and I feel like he's doing a good job of telling us and letting us know what we need to do, what we need to be. So,
why was your favorite subject science in school?
I love to experiment. Like, I love to go into the labs and experiment stuff. Maybe stuff foam up or explode or something.
You made the volcanoes, baking soda. Yeah, you were that.
Uh-huh.
Did it explode in your face?
Not in my face, but up.
Are you and Marquise Noel cool now?
Yeah, we've been cool. Okay, it was just the love of the game.
I had to ask that question because I mean, it was a little small thing. Yeah. It is what it is. But you guys are good.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. Are there other teammates that you're gelling with really well here?
Yeah, all of them. I'll say all of them. I feel like all of them give me the respect that I need, and I give them respect that they need. So I'll see no wrongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a Pascal Siakam, a Scottie Barnes, OG Anunoby, guys that, well, I mean, a few of them have been here a little bit longer than others, but when you look at them, how long they've been doing it, are there things that you're noticing about their work ethic, their character, how they operate so far? It's early going, but I was just curious.
Them just working hard, getting in the gym, staying in the gym, preparing for practices, come early, stay late, small stuff like that, always talking, making sure everybody's good.
Yeah. Pascal's notorious for starting practice before the practice.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like 8 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think one practice, a workout we had, he was there, I think, like 45 minutes, close to an hour, when I was there, luckily, and I literally just stayed there and just watched them practice before I practice.
Really?
Yeah.
You just watched? What did you pick up from
him? Just him just working hard. Like how you said, game speed. He was doing everything game speed. He was dripped in sweat before the actual workout even started. So.
Yeah. What are your goals for your Raptor season coming up?
Just always stay ready, be prepared, and do whatever I can to just help this team win.
Right on, man. Well, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. Javon Freeman Liberty.
Appreciate you.
You got potential, man. I
appreciate
can see it.
Thank
There's
you.
A lot there for you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
For sure.
Thanks for having me.